Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What up, Goofy?
Good morning. I'm here. We made it. It's like it's been 2 weeks since I saw you in the Vegas.
It's been the greatest 2 weeks of my life.
Really?
Seriously.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't think so.
Love it when I don't see you.
Well, this is like a great test run for like our reality show, because we just ran across town.
Yeah, we did.
To meet to a certain location. Three people, three vehicles.
I didn't know that a blown piece of electronics could hum if it's not turned on.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what just happened.
Yeah.
So you left a power cord in Las Vegas.
I did not.
And, well, that's your job. Your job's to clean up.
No, I'm a talent. We have producers and stuff. We got, other people for that.
Yeah. Guess what? No.
We have John Robinson. We had Greg Hendrick.
Are any of them here?
No, they have your power cord.
They've been fired. Both of them are gone.
They've been selling your stuff online.
So long story short, left power cord, I guess using the wrong power cord blew the equipment. So when I bought the new power cord from the electronic company, it didn't work. But it hummed. Mm-hmm. But it's not turned on. All right, who cares? Let me run down today's schedule. After the first break, in my opinion, one of the best voices in all of music.
Thank you.
Will be on. Jason Sheff, former lead singer of Chicago. Matter of fact, I hear his voice every time you call.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Because he has a song about me?
Yeah, Why Are You Calling Me Now? That's him from Generation Radio.
Nice.
Performing this weekend, I instantly made reservations at Epcot to go see Jason. He'll be out there Friday and Saturday. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Ward Clayton, not Michael's brother, to talk about. Steve and I went, and he got screwed out of a lunch. No. I'm sure he's whined to you numerous times.
What? Steve got screwed out of a lunch?
Yeah.
What lunch?
Lunch at Feather Sound.
Oh, I didn't know.
I knew, but, I needed to get. So I was able
away?
To I was able to talk them into...
It's Feather Sound, the golf tournament this week.
There's a tournament next weekend, so we're going to have Ward Clayton on to talk about it. Kind of an interesting format. It is the Aramco, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, believe out of Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
So nice. We're going to talk to them. Now, just let me get this out of the way, because he'll run in here and scream and holler into the microphone.
Yeah, here he comes.
This was the wager I was willing to make with Steve.
Okay.
Without a doubt, I would beat him on the golf course.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And this is exactly what I said to him. And this is how I've described it to every single person. And if I'm lying, trust me, Steve will come over and tell me.
Okay.
Steve is going to outdrive me. Okay. We saw him at Topgolf when you two imbeciles were doing what you were doing.
He has a limo. I mean, he's going to outdrive everyone.
He outdrove me. Okay. All right. I took four shots to reach his drive.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
This is how Steve plays golf. I'm going to make these numbers up. And if I'm lying, jump on the mic. Steve is in here. He's ready to jump, but he knows that he won't be.
You're ready.
So we're going to just say it's a par four.
Okay.
We're going to say it's three. Let's say it's 400 yards.
All right.
Okay. His drive is 375.
All right.
Okay?
Right.
Takes me three shots. Even say four shots. I don't care. Well, whatever. Four shots. We're now even. I now chip it up on the green. How far did Steve hit his drive?
375.
Right. His next shot was another 375.
Oh, nice.
So he's on like three holes over.
Nice.
All right. Then I putt once. He hits another 375. Now he's back to where the original drive was. Okay? Then I would putt it in. 37-foot putt, by the way.
Okay.
I sank him. We have video of it.
All right.
He's now trying to chip. He chips it 280 yards. So his drive, he's Happy Gilmore.
Sure.
Everything else, he's Daffy Duck.
Well, they say that golf is won in the short game. From like 125 yards in, that's where like the finesse, that's where the skill really comes in.
I believe the saying is drive for show, putt for dough.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, I will give Steve credit. He was filming. He was driving. He was putting. He was whining about he didn't get steak. He was putting. He was running. He was... Some of the video's hilarious.
Now, how come I didn't get invited to said golf outing for Knockout Radio?
Because you're third in line, and we only got two.
There's four people in a cart.
No, there's not.
Four people on a team. Golfers like four. It's a team sport. If anything I should be invited to, that's the thing.
Well, first of all, it's not golf is not a team sport.
What is it? It's individual.
It's individual. What do you
mean? You play with each other. Like you can.
No, I don't play with you guys. No.
I've seen you and Steve play together.
Yeah, whatever.
By the way, that's Randy's story. I'll put down in the description my story.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, because if I'm lying, I'm dying.
All right. So if he was doing all the filming and keeping track, who's keeping track of score?
Well, there was no score because he was running, you know, like a lunatic.
Did you see the video this week of Tiger Woods kicking a ball from the rough back into the fairway so he wouldn't, like, you know, take a drop or whatever called?
Beautiful.
Tiger Woods.
Did you know that Steve doesn't count a ball if it goes in the water?
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, if you can't find it.
Well, if you can't find it, it should be a four-stroke. Especially when they're not your golf balls.
It's true. Yeah, it's free.
So Steve didn't lose a single golf ball.
Nice. Good job.
Again, Randy's story.
Well, I would like to be included in the next set of golf outing. I mean, I'm...
Are you paying?
I'll pay.
Okay.
We only golf with friends.
I have gas money for the golf cart, so, you know.
These golf carts turned off if you got too close to the green.
Oh, really?
You couldn't drive any... Because I'm driving. First of all, we didn't get off on a good start. You know, when the guy said, no, we can't go off early. And I said, well, yeah, I asked permission. Oh, let me get permission. And by the way, do you mind tucking in your shirt?
Oh.
And then the guy said, oh, you're talking about the guy that just walked away with no shoes? Well, he had flip-flops.
Well, see, that's not true. The flip-flops were in the cart. I said, so I'm assuming I can't wear flip-flops then. And he gave me a dirty look. I was in my Skechers.
Okay.
You know, right. So I was legit.
So you have to tuck in your shirt. What if you can't tuck in your shirt?
Then you can't play.
Joke's on them.
You can't play.
They can't discriminate against you.
Absolutely.
If your shirt isn't long enough to tuck in around your belly.
If it's a private course, they can do whatever they want.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You can't. No, that's not true.
It is true.
No, this is the United States of America. No, everything is offensive.
Obviously, it's not.
You can't have a private course and not allow somebody to tuck in their shirt because of their size.
All right, let me just finish the schedule. At 2 o'clock, who do we have on at 2:05?
Danny, the power slap.
Danny?
Danny.
Is that his first name or last
name?
That's
his first name.
What's his last name?
Hederman? I don't know. I got to look it up.
That's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant. He's a power slap guy. From South Africa.
Eric Anders on hour number two. Matt Danger Schnell.
Oh, I thought you were talking about three. Me. I was like,
Jamie
like
Pickett. Now, what's the story with Jamie Pickett when we had him on? He has a farm. He lives on a farm.
Yeah, I believe his dad has a farm.
Okay.
And, yeah, so he says, if I ever want to ride a bull, I just, you know, get in the golf cart or whatever and go ride one.
Ride over there? Okay, sounds good. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, should be getting a call from former Chicago lead, now one of the lead singers of Generation Radio, performing at Epcot Friday and Saturday, Jason Scheff, when we return.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
On March 9th, UFC champ Sean O'Malley looks to rewrite his only loss against Marlon Chito Vera and Dustin Poirier against Benoit Saint-Denis. Live in Miami. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live in studio today because I still can't figure out how to replace equipment. I would like to say this publicly.
Yes.
That you're not the only Matt that doesn't listen to this show.
What are you talking about?
What part didn't you just understand?
What other Matt doesn't listen?
The Matt behind the board.
Oh, that guy.
So Matt's given me a hard time because I didn't do the 10 bells for the passing of Ole Anderson.
Oh.
Okay. Only four horsemen.
Did we meet him at the
last? No, that was Arn, but thanks for tuning in.
They're not the same guy?
No, they're not the same guy. So we didn't do the 10 bells because you made me narrow it down to only...
Hall of Famers.
Well, not Hall of Famers, just legends. Known by the show and stuff. What?
Oh. He's on the phone.
No, nothing. Jason's on hold.
Oh.
Yeah, quit stalling our guests.
They don't call him the best for nothing.
What's wrong with that
guy? All right, let's jump to our first conversation of today's show. And like I mentioned, this weekend, Friday and Saturday out at Epcot, let's welcome back to the show, Jason Scheff. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on, man?
Weather's good. Golf course is ready. And more importantly, I understand you're en route to Central Florida. So maybe some golf, but definitely some singing going on in the next couple days.
Man, I wish golf was in the cards because I know how great it is down there. In fact, a good friend of mine has lived at Isleworth forever, and I've played it many times. But unfortunately, on the golf front, I'm not going to have time, but I'll be back.
Well, A, I understand you're a busy guy. Two, you do know that next week is the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando. So you literally just missed it by a couple days.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, next time, hopefully.
Like I tell everyone, don't let work get in the way of a good time.
That's exactly right. I should have planned this better.
But speaking of work, I know that you're en route to Epcot for the Garden Rocks concert series. You performed there last year. We talked about it, and you're headed back. Talk about you know, some of the songs. I'm curious, is there a favorite of all the songs that you sing?
You know, I'd have to say 25 or 6 to 4 is probably right there. One of the top two, if not the top song, because it's just, it never fails. It's such an energetic song, and you know, this time coming through, I'm going to have a full horn section, so it's going to be the sound, you know. And so I love that song.
What about some of the Generation Radio songs? Because I think I told you this last year. Every time my co-host Matt McClellan calls me, I hear your voice. Because his ringtone is, "Why are you calling me now?"
I love that. Well, for these shows, this is just my band, my solo band, so I'm not doing any of that material. But I think we should come and perform as Generation Radio at Epcot. I think that's it's a great venue for that. And that, at that point, we'd not only be doing the Chicago songs I've been associated with over three decades, but Rascal Flatts, which is Jay DeMarcus of Generation Radio, and a couple of cool covers that, and you know, along with a couple of our songs from that album, including "Why Are You Calling Me Now."
Obviously, a professional, you've been involved in this, you know, a day or two. Have you ever, like, while you're on stage, you're playing one song and you kind of like, you don't drift and play another song in the middle, but you're thinking maybe of a different song or something else?
Not really. That's a great question, too, because people have asked over the years, you know, did it ever get monotonous? But not with that body of work. You know, you realize that music is challenging. It's just a beautiful body of work, and I'm so grateful to have been, you know, one of the main architects for half of the 80s hits. And so not only as a kid growing up listening to it, but becoming a part of it and contributing on the level that I have, it's never gotten boring. It really hasn't. It's just fantastic music to perform.
So Jason, I know you've been doing this a long time. You're obviously a legend. But tell us about playing golf with another legend, Ryan Fitzpatrick, other known as Fitzmagic, a Tampa Bay connection. Obviously, you play for the Bucks
and 72 other NFL teams.
Right. But you say he hits bombs. Like, is he a better football player or a better golfer?
Well, he's, I think, all of us are better at our, you know, in our worlds that we're known for than being golfers, except for Steph Curry, probably. I mean, that was amazing. I don't know if you heard about that, but his hole-in-one at the Tahoe, the American Century Championship last year. I was on the hole right next to that hole, and the next thing I know, we heard this eruption, and my caddy looked at me and said, "That's not just a great shot roar. That sounds like a hole-in-one." And sure enough, I looked through the trees and I saw Steph Curry running down the fairway towards his ace that he made. And it was amazing. And by the way, I came close on that same hole. I was going right at the flag and just landed about 5-6 feet from it. And I was thinking, wouldn't that be something if there were two aces? I have two in my golfing career, and one of them was in a tournament with Alex Lifeson of Rush standing right next to me. Because we were golfing that day in Grant Fear, and so I thought I was on my way to another one that day.
So, Jay, this week I was up in Spurrier's restaurant in Gainesville, and had a chance to take a tour of the museum. And another legendary golfer, Steve Spurrier, the head ball coach for the Gators, has a hole in one in his collection. Have you ever had a chance to share the green with the coach?
No, not yet. I'd love to, though. I'd love to.
I've had a few hole-in-ones, but that damn windmill keeps getting in the way.
You win big prizes for that.
Exactly. Extra tickets. Jason, talk about the crowd, the atmosphere when you perform there at Epcot. You know, it's small. It's quaint. You can see them. They can see you. Talk about that experience. You've played in the big crowds, and you've played in something like this as well.
You know, when I started doing some dates on my own as a solo artist, you know, I really did not know what to expect. This has been since really 2019. I started really venturing out, doing some things on my own, and I didn't know what to expect. I thought, you know, is anybody going to show up? And even if they do, let's see what happens. And this is the coolest thing. It started with a cruise, which we're actually going back out on at the end of March. And people not only showed up, but of course, like I said, the body of work is so unbelievable and means so much to people that the response was amazing. Same thing happened at Epcot last year, is that we showed up. And the fact that it's in the middle of an amazing theme park like that, you never know if people are just going to be saying, oh, okay, here's a concert that I already get to go to because I'm in the place. And, you know, I use in-ear monitors, so you can't really 100% hear the reaction of the crowd, but, you know, we recorded the audio, and when I listened back, it was amazing because, you know, fans were there. Certainly, you know, true fans of Chicago's and mine were there, along with people who probably just, you know, said, oh, okay, let's come in and hear this. But the response was amazing, and it was, you know, it was not, I didn't feel like, oh, okay, you're just window dressing here. So it's really encouraging and it's motivating, and I anticipate this year is even going to be better. Like I said, you know, we're bringing in a full horn section this time, and that's always an extra added touch. So I just love it. I love the short sets too, 30 minutes, three a night, and so it you know, you get up there and you just pick five great songs, iconic songs, hits that people know, and then you get done, so it kind of leaves people wanting for more. They come back for the next set, and then there's three of them, and so I loved it. Thank you for having me, Epcot, and I'm glad that we're establishing a great relationship.
So we had somebody on a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't remember, and we were talking about their set at Epcot, and he said he was halfway through the first set, and a few people got up and started to walk out, and he stopped the show in the middle of the show. And he said, what's going on? Did I do something wrong? And they said, no, we're just getting in line for the next set. And as you know, the lines get there, they start lining up at 5 o'clock for the first show. And people don't realize that. So when you kind of, you know, jokingly said about, you know, just a place to stop and rest, people get in line at 5 o'clock, 4:30 for that first show. So people definitely are coming because of these concerts.
I saw that, you know, when we walked up for the first show, and I saw the line of people there, and like I said, there were a bunch of true fans that I'd really been seeing over 30 years, and it was beautiful, and continues to be beautiful. You know, people line up, so I get it. You know, you get to go hang out in one of the most amazing theme parks in the world. I'm from Southern California, so I grew up going to Disneyland, so I get it. And then to be able to go and hear music that you love, what an incredible thing they're doing out there.
So Jason, speaking about the hole-in-one, Steph Curry, you said there's levels to the roar. Are there levels in concerts and venues? Is there one that stands out more where, like, wow, that crowd was the most energized or the biggest of all time? They say in Seattle, the 12th man is the crowd. It affects the gameplay and the Seahawks. So, you know, what's that one venue or crowd that really stands out to you?
You know, I've been thinking about this lately because I hear every once in a while a recording of some of the very early days that I was out touring with Chicago, starting in 1986. And there's nothing like having a hit record. So Will You Still Love Me, when it was, it went to number three, so almost all the way to the top. It was amazing. We would perform that song, and the sound of the crowd was just unbelievable. And we were all young, so it's a young sound, right? And all of a sudden, as years go by and the audience you know, we all grow up and we get a little older. It's not quite that sound anymore. Plus, you know, it's not the in the moment of having current hit records. But all of a sudden, funny enough, I've been doing symphony dates. And my first one was in Victoria, Texas, last year. Was it last year or the year before? I can't even remember. I'm getting up in my years. But I'm telling you this. The sound of that crowd was loud. And I was going, wow, this is a symphony crowd. But again, just hearing that music presented in that kind of way reminded me of that surge of energy of when I first started out. So it's still there. It's still there. And again, when I listen to some of the, you know, well, actually seeing it on YouTube, people would post videos of Epcot Center last year when I played there. Hearing the sound of the audience was, it's very, very similar. Very similar, you know, because I really believe this too, that those of us that have been involved in this era of music and being fans of it, as long as we can still experience it, you know, there's a part of our lives and our youth and our soundtracks of our lives that bring us back to those moments. And one day we're not going to be here. You know, we're losing a lot of people left and right. And so I don't mean for this to sound morose, and I don't look at it like that. It's empowering to me to get out and live and don't waste time, because we're still here, and it's an amazing feeling to be able to experience the stuff that we all came up around. You know, there's people retiring left and right, as you see, you know, incredible, iconic artists. And so to be able to be out and perform this music, I think that's part of where the energy comes from, the crowd. So I embrace wholeheartedly, you know, to be out there and perform, because it makes me feel great and people are really responding to it.
Jason, before we let you go, last year you were on, you talked about your website, you talked about there were some autographed CDs and such on your website that can be purchased. A, are they still there? Are there other things that we need to go check out on the website?
You know, I'm the worst when it comes to quote-unquote merch, but I realize that it's important people want it. So I don't really have the CD available anymore. There's a handful of them left, and so I've actually thought of putting them up there. And, you know, so, okay, you've pushed me. All right. So jasonchef.com.
There you go.
Go ahead. You know, at least, you know, if you want to come there and subscribe to a newsletter, or I actually have some pretty cool educational stuff musically there, and have been in, you know, dabbling in a lot of that stuff over the years. So jasonchef.com. Yeah, come there. You can see the date that I have, and then I will definitely have. There's a store, actually, too. That there's a store tab, and so there's shirts and mugs, and I'm actually right in the process of finishing new material for a new Jason Chef record with some iconic artists that are involved in it. My philosophy and theory is I love new music, I love new artists, I love younger, you know, producers and artists, but I've gone back all the way to the guys that I grew up listening to that shaped me, such as Michael O'Mardian, who's the piano player of the 70s, that became a session ace, Steely Dan, starting with Ricky Don't Lose That Number, Asia. But he also produced massive records, starting with Donna Summer, She Works Hard for the Money, all the way into Rod Stewart, Christopher Cross's breakout record, Sailing. That's Michael O'Mardian. Michael O'Mardian also produced Peter Cetera's record that had Glory of Love and Next Time I Fall. Well, Michael is all over my new record. So, and I've hired all the great iconic studio musicians of the 70s and the 80s who made all these records. Steve Ferroni, who plays with me, who will be with me at Epcot, who's iconic. Tom Petty's drummer for 25 years and a million records that you've heard. That's in the works. So if you come to jasonchef.com and just get signed up to get news and information, that stuff's going to be released this year.
All you have to do is get to the website.
And Jason, I don't know if you know this, but if you hit a hole in one on the windmill, you actually win knockoutradio.com. That's how Randy got this radio program. That's the prize.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be trying my hardest.
There you go. Jason, thank you very much. Once again, Friday and Saturday, the Garden Rocks Concert Series at Epcot. You, as you know, you'll be performing 5:30, 6:45, and 8. And I'm going to I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So my wife just had a total knee replacement last Thursday. And I told her that you were in town, that you'll be there on Friday and Saturday, and my passes are only good Monday through Friday. And I said, honey, I'll make sure you have dinner before I leave, but I'm headed to Epcot on Friday to go see Jason Chef perform again.
What?
What a guy. That is so sweet. Man, will you please make sure that we get to visit while you're there?
Absolutely. Okay. We'll get it done. Jason, thank you very much. Enjoy, and I will see you on Friday.
Thanks so much. Can't wait to see you, man.
Take care. Jason Chef, former lead singer of Chicago, and like I said, I literally hear his voice every time you call. And when you call, I purposely don't answer right away because I want to hear the song.
You know who's going to be calling next is your wife. Like, why? They have handicap accessible, like wheelchairs, scooters, crutches.
No, she's not ready for that yet.
You can take her to the show.
No, she can't go.
You can't tell Jason, like, my wife had surgery. I thought it was like romantic. Like, oh, no, I'm bringing her there and
her
she's not
PT
able to walk.
Her first PT is Friday. All right, we need to hit this break. Coming to you live from the studio today. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at CountryDepotStore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Chef from the band Chicago. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm too big of a BG fan. got to listen to some Bee Gees. What I'll do is I'll get an updated liner from Jason on Friday.
Nice.
You know, because he's no longer in Chicago. He's now solo as well as Generation Radio. And I'll take care of it on Friday.
All right.
All right. So what day was it? Monday we went out to Feather Sound. I think it was Monday. I don't remember. Yeah, Monday. All right. Awesome event that was there, but a bigger event is coming to the Tampa Bay area, to Feather Sound Country Club next week. Let's welcome, you know, to the program, Ward Clayton, who's going to update us and let us know about a Ramco team series. Ward, how are you?
I'm good. I thought you guys were going to break out into some high-pitched singing there for a second.
Well, no, I was doing the left hand goes up and the right hand goes down and the whole John Travolta thing.
Good.
So talk cool. to us. Talk to us about this event that's coming.
This is the Aramco Team Series presented by PIF Tampa, and it's a ladies' European tour event which takes place next Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th. It's at Feather Sound Country Club, and you guys were there Monday and saw the golf course. I think the golf course is really, really stellar.
Let me just jump in for a second. It was in better shape before Steve and I played it.
Good. Glad you let them give it something. Thank you for doing that. The tournament goes in those 3 days, and it's unique in that it's a combination of a team competition and individual competition. What will take place next Friday and Saturday is 36-hole team competition, which involves three professionals and one amateur on each team. Two low net, each hole will be how they score that competition. So, and the amateur that's participating is playing on a handicap, not full handicap, just a portion thereof. So you can imagine that if Randy Harris has got, how many shots do you have, Randy?
How many what?
How many shots? What's your handicap?
409. Basically, my handicap. Basically, honestly, my handicap is I own clubs.
His age.
Okay. So you get a portion of that. So can you imagine coming down the stretch on Saturday if your team's doing well and you've got a 10-footer for par, net, birdie, how are you going to figure in that competition? The purse for this event is $1 million, but the interesting thing, I think, is the team competition is 50% of that purse. So $500,000 on the line on Saturday afternoon when Randy Harris has got a 10-footer on the last hole for par. So I think that's a cool aspect of it. And what's going to happen is next Wednesday night at Raymond James Stadium, the top 26 ranked players in the field, according to World Golf Rankings, will pick their teammates. They'll have a draft. So Lexi Thompson, who's one of the top ranked players, will pick whomever to be on her team. And then the second professional on her team, in addition to her and her pick, will be joined randomly. And then the amateur goes with them, and they'll play Friday and Saturday in team, individual goes on concurrent to that, and then on Sunday is just individual competition.
So I want to ask you about, you know, fans, can they come out, where they come out, but I just want to let you know, you keep bringing up Randy Harris and a 10-foot putt. The 37-foot putt that I sank and have video from on Monday, I think I could do the 10-footer.
37-footer, what was that for, Randy?
Monday when we were out there playing.
I know. What is the 37-footer? What did they give you on that particular hole?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is I beat my producer, and that's all that mattered.
That's awesome. So if you make a 37-footer with a shot, they're going to be really happy with your performance.
You would think so. You definitely would think so. So fans, are they welcome? Can they come out to Feather Sound and experience and watch this?
No doubt. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can come. Next Friday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. So any female golfer, non-golfer, can come out at no charge and watch the first round of the competition. Okay?
Okay.
And then in order to get tickets, we're telling people to go to aramcoteamseries.com. That's aramcoteamseries.com. And you can purchase tickets there. And I'm looking at the ticket listing here, guys, and the tickets are about $10 a day. So you can really come have a fun time. There's a fan zone where you can go have interactive video games, concession stands, things of that nature. And the golf course is located just off of 275, so it's pretty easy to access.
Absolutely. We had a great time on Monday. Thank you for including us. We will be out there on Friday as well. It'll be a lot of fun. The course was awesome. The surroundings is awesome. The view is awesome. Outstanding. Ward, thank you very much for your time, and hopefully I'll see you out there on Friday.
Very good. Look forward to it. You guys have a great rest of the day. Thanks for having us.
You as well. Good stuff on Monday. And yeah, 37. We even measured it out. Mm. Steve was so mad. I think he was madder that he had it on video.
Was he madder that he didn't get to eat the steak?
Oh, no, I heard about it the whole day. and he always talks about, publicly about how cheap I am.
Yeah.
Yet I pay for just as much of his food as he pays for mine, because we do that when we travel. Then we went, a friend of mine who works for my brother, we met for a quick snack. I think he chose the most expensive restaurant in Tampa Bay.
Oh, nice. That's definitely like a brother's move.
Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle. That's not expensive.
$18 burritos.
Oh, you got double steak.
No, we didn't.
Oh, what?
We didn't.
How do you get an $18 burrito with no double meat?
No idea.
There's no way.
Ask the dude sitting to your right.
Did he get one scoop or two scoops?
I don't know.
Oh, he did too. He definitely did.
I'm telling you.
Look at that face.
It was the exact same. We got the exact same thing, two burritos. And he got a drink, and I want to say it was like $36.
Well, I saw him eat breakfast, and he had Raisin Bran, and he had two scoops.
Yeah, there you have it.
Well, when Randy buys, I never get to get what I want, because he's always got that eyeball on me like, oh, you're going to order a Coke? You're going to order salt? You're going to order pepper?
Did you ask if you can use salt and pepper?
No.
Because when a chef makes something,
yeah,
you don't.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
You have to taste it first, and then.
No?
Disrespectful to
yes.
No, it depends on what chef you ask. Because we asked two chefs at the Super Bowl. The first chef, Andrew, said, taste it first, and then if you need to, fine. Then Villaggio said, I don't even put salt and pepper out. You'll eat what I send.
Why did you just say no to my comment? You just confirmed it.
Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the studio, this is Knockout Radio.
Sorry,
with
Chipotle.
A baby and a half hanging out here with us. We'll be right back.
Sorry, Mr. Chipotle.
Yeah, nobody's going to come.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Edmonds. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
He wanted us to break in the song, or at least he wanted me to break in the song.
I did. It's a musical kind of theme. You know, we've got a variety show. We cover everything.
Is that what it is, sports? A variety show now?
No, the question is, Jason Scheff, is he a Hall of Famer? He was part of Chicago. Is he a Hall of Famer? And your definition of a fight can be in the Fight Hall of Fame, but the fighter doesn't deserve it. Does Jason Scheff independently deserve Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, again, independently, he went in, I would assume he went in when Chicago went in. A, is Chicago in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you know, Steve?
I believe so.
They okay. should be.
I know what they do is, it depends on when they go in. Like when Kiss went in, the two, I guess, originals were not part of that. I think, you know, when I think of Chicago, I think of Jason Scheff. Not because I know him, not because we're friends, any of that stuff. Peter Cetera left 70s. I think he said that he started in the band because he,
86.
Replace isn't the right word. But when Cetera left to go solo.
He replaced him.
Jason Scheff became the lead singer and bass player.
That's what the word replace means.
No, not necessarily. Because you can't replace certain people. You can't replace. Queen is touring. Trust me. I don't care who they have. They're not replacing Freddie Mercury.
Fair enough.
If Motorhead ever comes back, nobody's replacing Lemmy.
It's true.
We may be we might be able to understand this guy, but he can't replace Lemmy ever, right?
True.
So it's not necessarily a replacement, but Jason had been there so long. I mean, generations, right? I mean, 30 years?
Yeah.
So, yes, I would include Jason Scheff no matter when it went in, and I would assume that they went in during Jason's watch.
No, that's not the question. The question is, independently, he's an independent artist now. Is Jason Scheff independently now Hall of Fame Rock and Roll? Is he going to go in as himself or as a member of Chicago?
He went in as a member of right. Chicago.
But will he go in
just
again?
Like the trombone player and the trumpet player and the bass player? Well, he was
a bass player. Because here's a fun fact. I learned that Steve Spurrier was the only player in the history of the NFL to be drafted twice in the first round. He was drafted in 67. And then when they expanded and made the Buccaneers as an expansion team, he was drafted first to the Buccaneers. Well, I'm wearing my Gator jersey today. But so he can be inducted twice in the Hall of Fame, right? As Chicago and as Jason Scheff.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure there's more than one person that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, Phil Collins could be in twice. I mean, you know, some of those legendary singers that went out on their own. Lionel Richie.
Right, because he could get in under the Commodores and as Lionel Richie.
Exactly.
What about Prince? He can get in as a cymbal, and then as his name Prince.
No, he wasn't the cymbal long enough.
There's a guy named Randy Harris who's going in a Hall of Fame, I hear.
That is true.
Congratulations, buddy. It's been long time coming.
Thank you.
You, I saw, since I wasn't here last week, I missed last week's show. I didn't get a chance to acknowledge your accomplishment, so... how much did it cost to buy your way in? What's the process? Who do I have to grease over there with Ralph?
Well, first of all, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying you deserved it. I didn't say you bought it your way in.
Well, you did say that. That's exactly what you said.
No, but congratulations. The Florida Sports MMA Hall of Fame, is that?
It's the Florida MMA Hall of Fame. The word sports is not in there. It's okay. The Florida MMA Hall of Fame. Distinguished class, you know, and I don't know who all's been revealed. Alan Berube's been named, which will be very cool. Alan used to sponsor the radio show back in the day. He owned a killer seafood shop.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I had to settle for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Things were good when it was Alan Berube.
Pizza's like the bottom of the barrel.
Snow crab and lobster.
That's nice.
You can't beat that. Nice. You want to co-host? You want to own? You want whatever you want, Alan. So Alan's been mentioned. Not mentioned. He has been announced. He will be an inductee.
So it's an announcement. It's not like a nominee. Because a lot of people get nominated for like an Oscar, and they never win anything, but they put on their resume, nominated for. And it just like gives them like a stigma or a reputation of being acknowledged for being great. But is this an induction or is this an announcement?
No, I'm being inducted at the end of the year.
That's nice.
Yeah, so they have a banquet. They have the whole nine yards.
Can you give me a ticket?
No.
I'll come.
Well, you can buy one.
Wow, that's how you got in.
No, I'm not buying a ticket. Inductees better be getting in free. I ain't buying one.
The question is, what kind of food do they have at this ceremony?
If that's the case, I'll do like 1 year we won an award for MMA Show of the Year or something, and I sent Alex to go do it.
Oh, really?
So he went and did the whole deal, the shindig, the acceptance. And
he's got the right hats for that stuff. Yeah. He looks good in his
he's killing
sombrero.
And he's killing himself, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Isn't cigars bad?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you know how to smoke them.
Yeah. Like not inhale.
Right. Bill or Clinton. Whatever you do.
Yeah, Bill Clinton didn't inhale.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the best at smoking.
But yeah, enough about it. But yeah.
I'm proud of you, buddy. That's great.
You know, it's...
Does it feel good? I finally get the acknowledgement that you deserve.
Like, no.
What?
It's not that it feels good. I don't need... I appreciate it. And I know I don't want this to sound wrong. Humbled. It's incredible. It's media that's going in, which I've always said media is separate, you know, to call me. Because I've always said you're being disrespectful to Hall of Famers. We talk about Hall of Famers and legends and such.
A lot.
You know, athletes are what we go to watch. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So really, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe I'm the second media person to go in. So Jay Adams was first. And I was second.
I'll be third. Hey, Ralph, call me.
If it costs money, I will make sure that you don't.
Does your team go in with you?
Yeah, does your team.
Well, you know what? That's something. Now Knockout Radio needs to be, you know, go into the Hall of Fame. And then, yeah. Then the team. Then it would be the team and me. And then I would have two
Hall of
Fame.
I'm already in a Florida Hall of Fame. I don't need another one.
That definitely was purchased. Yeah. What sport do you do? I know the owner.
Yeah.
That's my sport.
I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
So, yeah, it's cool. You know, I've talked to a few people who heard, and they've reached out. You know, overwhelming, you know, people that responded, and which was cool. Yeah, I'm honored. You know, it's definitely cool. It, you know, got a little emotional for about 15 seconds.
Nice.
You know, so.
When's the ceremony? When's
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it'll be announced later, and what I told It was a little moving.
I hope I'm not covering UFC somewhere. I hope I can make
more it. More importantly, I hope I'm not covering UFC.
That's true.
Now, I did tell, you know, Ralph and the committee, if it's on November 2nd, somebody's going to be upset.
Oh, yeah, because your daughter's going to miss out on having her dad there.
My daughter's going to be upset if I miss it. If I can go see Jason Scheff with my wife's leg above her head, you know, at an angle, you know, I can go, you know, accept my Hall of Fame induction. My daughter said she will kill me.
Well, maybe Ralph can walk your daughter down the aisle. You can go to the award ceremony and.
Nah, I'm going to the wedding. Mm-hmm. Wedding will be cool.
What can you get Jason Scheff to sing at your daughter's wedding?
I got some things in the works.
Really?
Yeah, I got some things. You know, the biggest thing is, and I know we only have a couple minutes, and I don't want to talk, you know, too much gibberish, but I don't want to do anything because, you know, I do have friends in low places.
Okay. That guy gets booed a lot.
I don't want it to overshine my daughter.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
It can overshine Jake because I can't wait to say the things I'm going to say to Jake.
So are you a fan of like when like Justin Timberlake or some of these stars, when they crash a wedding and it goes viral, do you think it's... Because I know some people love it. Some people probably are like, hey, you stole my shine. This is our special day.
I think it really comes down to, you know, the bride and groom. And really, whether the groom is yours or the other side's, it really comes down to the bride. You know, honestly, I mean, my wedding was awesome, but I could care less. You know, I mean, my wife wanted the wedding that we had. My daughter wants the wedding, as does he. So I think as long as they're cool with it, because I've run a few things by. You know, that could be considered, you know, and my daughter's like, yeah, it'd be awesome. You know, I'm like, I don't want it to overshine. I don't want any kind of problems. I don't want, and I'm not going to say publicly, you know, what it is. But if you were going to be there, which you're not, but if you were going to be there, you would have seen it of some of the cool stuff that's going to happen. Steve, it'll be fun.
Cool.
He's working your wedding. It's like little limo driver, security.
No, he's performing.
Producer.
He's performing.
He can't play. Now his guitar has two halves. It's got no neck.
Did you watch? All right, we got like 2 minutes, so quickly, which is about all you're going to talk. Bellator PFL.
Yes.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I saw Bader 21-second defeat. That guy is a monster. I mean, I was big kudos to Bader for even walking in that arena. That's a scary dude.
It is a scary dude, and he gets Nagano next.
That's
Nagano's going to fight, the big heavyweight.
Yeah.
And I hope he does well. I mean, I truly do. I'll score it, and people gave me crap. I scored that he lost to Fury. And I think he will be able to make some changes. And he's a different, scary guy. I think Nagano is a better boxer than an MMA fighter, obviously.
Yeah,
that's where he needs to stay. His ground game, all that stuff. That's what mixed martial arts is. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll talk more about it hour number two. A little Power Slap talk. Steve and I will be headed to Power Slap in Vegas in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that.
What about me?
You'll be in the studio where you belong. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Buffer, the voice of the UFC Octagon, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.